You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Sakhlia, Talitin, Homasquim, Astail. All right. Hello, listeners of CITR. This is Randy, and you're listening to Training Time. And it is currently Thursday afternoon. It is almost 2:30, so we're doing better on time for this episode of Training Time. Usually, we're really pushing it to the very end. But I have four members of CITR right now in studio who are very excited to be getting trained on the technical boards, and hopefully they'll be doing a live show eventually. So today in studio, I have Serena, Ava, Jeffrey, and Emily? I'm sorry. You know, I got to work on my Spanish accent, so I haven't made it to any other possible. But yeah, I'm very excited to be doing the show on this sunny day, and I'm glad it's not raining yet. I'm very scared about when it's going to start raining. But first up, I have Ava. So how are you doing today, Ava?
I'm doing good. They just put the Christmas lights up on Main Mall, so I'm feeling really in the spirit, even though it definitely still looks like fall. The snow was a bit of a trick a week ago, but feeling the weather.
I'm glad. Me too. I enjoy any time I don't have to wear a rain jacket. For living in Vancouver for 4 years, I hate rain jackets.
I don't quite hate them yet, to be honest. I haven't worn them enough this year. It doesn't even feel like I live in Vancouver quite yet.
You know? Did you move to Vancouver for school?
Yeah. I just moved here over the summer from Toronto. So, yeah, just fresh to the area.
Nice. How are you liking it so far?
It's really gorgeous, like absurdly gorgeous. Everyone was warning me about like the rain depression, and I was like, it's not happening.
You lucked out.
I really did. I'm having an amazing year so far.
I'm really happy to hear that. What do you miss most about Toronto?
The bustle. You know, it's like work hard, play hard. Here it's a little bit more like really relaxed and chill. Everyone's just like kind of hippie, you know, but it's nice. It's a good change. I should probably calm down.
Yes. Make you relax. All right. Well, that's interesting. I moved to Vancouver from a small town, so I moved. To me, this is the hustle, but I definitely know that that's not accurate when you talk about Toronto. But yeah, I'm glad you're enjoying it. What's your favorite class you're taking this term?
Definitely psychology. I got blessed with like an amazing professor, and I'm really interested in psych. I'm planning on majoring in it, so it was like just a double win. It was really great.
Nice. I find for first year classes, having a good prof really makes it, because a lot of those classes are so boring because it's just like basic information and you don't get to like dive deep into any topic. So if you have an interesting prof, it sells the class. And if you have a very, very boring prof, which most of them are, it really sucks all of the life out of those classes.
Yeah, no, I definitely spent a lot of time on like rate my professor, like making my work list. Like that was the number one thing I was looking at.
That's awesome. All right. Well, we're going to move into our very first song. So our first song is a pick by Ava. Do you want to introduce this?
Yeah, it's After Hours by the Velvet Underground. And I don't know, I was just listening to it last night. A friend asked me about it and just thought I'd share with the radio today.
Awesome. All right. Well, as Ava said, this is After Hours by the Velvet Underground.
If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say, hello, you're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains. Looking grey in the rain as they stand disarrayed. All but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again.
Yeah. the world, but instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Are you interested in conversations about intersectionality? Listen to Intersections presented by CITR 101.9 FM's Intersectionality Collective, a show where we tackle a range of topics that impact gender, race, sexuality, and social justice, like anti-fat bias, understanding microaggressions, and racism in the food industry. Tune into Intersections bi-weekly on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Each episode will feature either a panel discussion from the members of the Intersectionality Collective or an expert on that week's topic. So tune in and also check out our episode archive on CITR.ca/intersections. All right. Hello once again, CITR listeners. You're listening to Training Time. This is your host, Randy. I have no idea if I said that at the beginning of the show, but now you know. So that's cool. And we are joined once again by four CITR members that are learning all about the joys and wonders of going live on air. So in studio right now, who we're going to be chatting with is Serena. But before we do that, I just want to shout out the song that we just played, I think is called Sybil's Revere. It's by Stereolab. You can look it up. You can find it on the play sheet for this episode if you actually want to know how to spell that. So you can look it up and add it to your playlist. And that was Amelie's choice. And so, yeah, that was a good song. I liked it. But now we're going to move on to our next guest. But now, Serena, how are you doing today?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I don't really know. I said in the other class, I said that I was unstable and I don't know. I told my prof that and I was like, you asked, you know, you put that out there. You asked us to give one word of how we're doing. And that's, you know, that was the word I chose. But
it's like when you go to a concert and they ask you like, how is everybody tonight? And everyone just goes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that when people ask me how I am. I'll just go, yeah!
Just start cheering.
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those, it's like a question, you know, I always talk about this with my grandma, because she's always like, people always ask, how are you doing? But they never want a real answer. And I'm like, just give it to them then. Like, I pour my heart out to random people all the time. I'll go into a record store and the person will be like, how you doing? And I'll be like, well, my dog died. Like, that's an example. I didn't actually do that, but. You know, we need to normalize pouring your heart out to strangers.
Yeah, you tell them, Grandma.
Yeah, they can't judge you. Hopefully, they'll never. Yeah,
they will.
But you
probably
won't know.
But it doesn't matter.
You know,
they're NPCs. They're not real anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's an interesting take.
Thanks. It's my specialty.
Yeah. So, Serena, what do you do besides take part in the amazing Intersectionality Collective? Ooh.
That's the best thing I do, I'd say.
Oh, that makes me really happy.
As far as like UBC extracurricular stuff, I'm also in the Pottery Club.
Wow.
So that's super fun. Super, super lucky to be in that. And I've seen some familiar faces. I've noticed that some people that are like hang around the pottery stuff also hang out at the radio station. So
I think we have an overlap with all the indie kids at UBC.
Yeah. The bottom floor of the nest is just one big
happy family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of rejects. Yeah, the UBC is at the top and we're at the bottom.
The bottom of the ladder, literally. Yeah. Like, you have to go all the way down the stairs.
Yeah.
And then we're down here. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's fun. Yeah. People love the Pottery Club. So mm-hmm. congratulations on getting in.
Thank you.
I've heard it's tricky and competitive. Yeah.
But I'm in there now.
Great job.
Can't get rid of me.
Well, that's good. That's good. So can you make me a mug?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a collection of unicorn themed mugs.
That's okay.
Yeah. So if you want, like a cool project, I'm giving you one.
Okay. Awesome. I only need more projects. That's my issue.
You don't? No. You have too many already? Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I'm the same way. I'm an ideas person, but mm-hmm. then you got to have the time to follow through, you know?
Mm. Yeah. Yikes.
All right. Well, before we get too taken away by this awesome conversation, let's go into our next song. So you want to introduce this song?
Absolutely. Yeah. So this song is called Blurry by a band called Gulfer. Discovered them recently. Honestly, I don't know that much about it. I just think this is a really good song. So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well, I appreciate that introduction and the honesty behind it. So this is Blurry by Gulfer. Right. Welcome back, listeners. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that song was Blurry by Gulfer. Great choice, but sorry for that abrupt beginning. I hope that waked you up for the rest of your Thursday afternoon. It's kind of what I needed, so that was good. But next up on the mic, we have Jeffrey, otherwise known as Jeffro.
Jeff. Yep. That's correct.
Yeah. All right. So how are you doing today?
I am doing absolutely stellar.
Stellar.
Looking forward to the weekend. And of course, the weekend is the best part of the week. But still, there's a bit of work to be done before we get there.
Okay. Nice. Wow. A lot of energy there. I like it. So why are you so excited for the weekend? You got any big plans?
Well, it's just about a lot of goofing around to be done on the weekend. I like to say that the weekend is better than the weekday. It's just the vast amount of time available to anybody. on the weekend is just absolutely enjoyable. And this weekend, I'm hoping to do some shopping and just support the economy.
Nice. Which shops do you frequent in the area?
I'm a big fan of Mech. I used to be...
So you're basic?
Wow, okay. That was a big swing. I guess I'll have to take it on the chin. Yeah, I'm basic, it turns out. And what's wrong with that?
No, I'm kidding. I love Mech too.
Okay, friendly fire, damn.
I like parts of Mech. Like, specific areas.
Some areas are definitely chillier than others.
Yeah, don't you think?
I find that the bike area is really, like, chaotic and sort of sets me, like, it gives me the wrong vibe. So I tend to stay away from that area. Maybe it's just the way they're stood up or just the vast amount of metal that is just within that area. It's just something that I find very unpleasant. But tents, I'm a big fan of seeing all the tents set up. It almost looks to be a playground, and it's a real shame that I can't crawl in and out of all of them without being frowned upon.
That's fair. Yeah, I don't like the vibes of the climbing area. Climbing area scares me.
There's definitely a lot of fear that comes from just the large-scale wall that's in the climbing area. It's almost excessive, and it's usually excessively colorful.
Yeah.
All the little climbing rocks on there are like red, orange, yellow. And it's cool to see so many colors incorporated in a natural looking wall. It's just something you don't see all that often. But again, it's something to where you don't necessarily want to be seeing that many colors on a wall. Like I'm a big red brick fan. So I would just prefer if it was all one solid color instead.
Mm-hmm. So you think red brick walls are a solid color?
Yeah, but there's still texture to them. It's really unique in the way that they all present themselves as the same object. They're all red bricks. But every single one is chipped differently. It's molded. It's got character. And they come together. And it's just a huge, cohesive, comfortable structure.
That is fantastic. I never thought of a brick wall like that. But now I might just enjoy the beauty of the climbing wall at Mech next time I go. I still won't like the kids that hang out around it, but
uh-oh.
I'll appreciate the wall and the colors. All of those bright and beautiful colors.
Well, I'm glad to have opened your eyes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, let's move on to our last song of the show. So this is your pick. Do you want to introduce the song for the listeners?
Yeah, so this is Astrology Joint by Coltrane. Not John Coltrane, but a London-based Coltrane who really invoked my love for R&B. And if you just take a listen to this, and I think you'll get what I was getting at.
Awesome. All right, so this is Astrology Joint by Coltrane.
Yeah. I like what you do. Say it's astrology, but must be voodoo. As for my sign, looked in my eyes. You ever had somebody look right through you? Then she cut the ribbon, made me feel brand new. Like I never met nobody who thinks like you. Yeah, like you. A star on a mission, and you smoke good too. And it's dark out, but there's light coming from the moon. Yeah, the moon. When I'm high, you take me higher. Know my secrets and desires. Got that flame, now feed the fire, baby. But I need some reassurance. I hope when the moon goes that you don't go. Don't go. I got a place to be, but something's keeping me. I think it's your energy. As for my angel number, she said number 3. I don't know what it means, but I like it. And she said, you know you're moving on
on your rising. If I could show you, maybe we could catch a vibe quick. Trying to be willing when the sun comes up. Oh, oh, oh. And she cut the ribbon, made me feel brand new. Like I never met nobody who thinks like you. Yeah, like you. But there's light coming from the moon. Yeah, the moon. When I'm high, you take me higher. Know my secrets and desires. Got that flame, I'll feed the fire, baby. But I need some reassurance. I hope when the moon goes that you don't go.
All right. As much as I'd love to play that country song, we are running out of time on this episode of Training Time. So I'm going to call it to a close. Thank you so much for joining me in studio, Serena, Ava, Jeffrey, and Emily. I hope that you learned something today. I hope that I taught you something. And I hope that you are excited to get started at CITR 101.9 FM. And to the listeners, thank you for listening to this quite chaotic episode of Training Time. This is what I get for training a bunch of first years, you know. But yeah, thank you for listening. And I hope, listeners, you have a great rest of your day.